All right, let's get Luch in here. We're talking TexAgs.com, TexAgs.com. And Luch and I were texting each other during the game. Didn't understand some of the stuff that was going on defensively for those
game,
Ags.
Right?
I was at the game. Luch, where were you?
I was sick in College Station.
That is so weak.
In my annual missed game.
Dude.
But yeah. It's the first time I've missed a game at LSU since, you know, since they joined the league. And, you know, I haven't missed much, unfortunately. But do you think I would have called you if I was there, John?
Yeah, I know. And we had, you should have seen the tailgate we had. Unbelievable.
Ah, don't even start. I about Thanksgiving morning woke up sick, knowing that there was a lot of work to be done, and I wasn't real excited about it. But you know, you get that where you're sick, but because you're sick, you can't sleep. So you go like 3 days without sleeping much, and then after the third day, the coach gets fired, and you have to,
yeah,
just, you know, put in the rare 12-hour workday.
Right. So
by rare, I mean almost non-existent for me. So that was it was rough.
I bet you had to like call people and stuff and all that crap.
Yeah, I had to sit there and lay around and call people all day. And
he's like, Lucy's like, can we wait two more days to fire the guy? I'm trying to get better.
So, Luch, you were right. I mean, I was thinking, I was hoping that he'd beat. I like LSU just fine and everything else, but I wanted somebody to win, and I wanted to shove it up, you know, all those people's, you know what. And here's the deal is I still don't think it's the right move. I think somebody brought this. I think somebody brought this team into the SEC era. I understand, you know, it's fallen off since Johnny. I understand the expectations are all that high. Guess what? You had your first top five national finish in 50 years under Summey. He's got unbelievable classes starting to come in. Hey, if Nebraska felt this way, they'd have zero national championships because Tom Osborne didn't win for 19 years, and he finally got his first national title. I think there's something to be said for, you know, listen, I don't want anybody to be complacent, but consistent. And Summey was the right guy for this job to bring him into the SEC, and I still think he is the right guy for this job.
I think he was absolutely the right guy to bring him into the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I think he brought them something that they so desperately needed at A&M for so long. You know, I hear all the people say, well, A&M's just a regional program and nobody really cares about them, and they should be happy, you know, that they're doing better in the SEC than they did in the Big 12. You know, their last, whatever, from 98 to 2011, last four, you know, 13, 14 years or so in the Big 12, they were two games under 500, and I think now they're two games over 500 in the SEC. He was exactly what they needed in 2012. He brought an attitude. It was him and Cliff, and you know, yeah, Johnny was a big part of it, but they fostered that. They let him be him. You know, it was like Mac Brown took forever to finally, and then Vince Young, okay, you know what, we're going to turn this team over to Vince Young. We're going to build our offense around him and let him do these.
Oh, we lost Luch. Everybody loves Luch's enthusiasm in the morning.
That man goes hard in the paint.
He does.
Let him just, hey, he's up after 8 o'clock.
Miracle. No.
By the way, that was not fake news. You're 100% right.
Sarah Huckabee
Sanders rips Tennessee, calls expected Greg Schiano hire terrible. Tom, Parker, fake news was fake news.
Parker, your fake news right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, congratulations. You really did say that. She helped ruin a man's life. Congratulations.
This is a really bad hire.
No, that's not. That's Hank Hill. So Luch is back here on ESPN 97.5. Luch, let's get to this. But neither here nor there.
Saying. I just thought he was the guy
to
bring him in. But after watching that game the other night, John, I just thought,
yeah,
when Darius Geis gets up there and says we just play with a level of physicality that they don't want to match, that other teams aren't willing to match. I think that summed it up. I think they need it. Kind of, I thought Chief would bring it 3 years ago that they so desperately need. It was this infusion of just that it factor when it comes to toughness. And man, they just, you look at Mississippi State this year, you look at LSU, you look at Auburn, and they got really blown out three times in conference play in year six, in a year where you just had to do it. But unfortunately for him, it probably should have been a rebuilding year. But if you're going to do a rebuilding year, guys, in year six, then the 3 years before that, it's hard to say rebuild, call something a rebuilding year, even though the personnel would say it is, when the 3 years before that you lost 5-5-5.
Yeah, and you don't get rebuilding years in college anyway. That's at certain programs.
Yeah.
And we know that the extensions for Kevin Sumlin, the early extensions, created higher expectations, as did the performance. But I agree with both of you guys. He was the right coach to bring them into the SEC. He brought a level of swagger. He brought a newness and a nowness that really, I think, clearly. Now, Sherman had... He brought some pretty good players in, too, now, when you look at the amount of players that Sherman had going to the pros. But Kevin Sumlin was the swag coach, and people can joke about that or whatever. That's a big deal. They hired Leverage Sports, and Billy, I'm sure you know Ash DeWalt and those guys. One of the things that Kevin Sumlin wanted to do was rebrand Texas A&M to make them hip and now and get recruits in. That is what you have to do, and Coach Sumlin was great at doing that. That video, that was no accident. That video at Ole Miss when everyone's spraying the water all over the place after the win, that was part of their recruiting process to, you know.
It's cool and it's fun.
I think it was Ole Miss. It was one of the
games.
Yeah. Okay, Luch, so we don't run out of time here. I'm hearing that Jimbo Fisher, that's a real possibility.
It's been a real possibility, I think, for over a year or so. I think, contrary to what people think, I don't think Scott Woodward wanted to fire Kevin Sumlin. I think his hope was that Sumlin would go out and win 9 or 10 games. I think the reality was, again, that was going to be a tall order. But when it didn't happen, I mean, Jimbo Fisher's been the guy the whole time that they would target. It's him or Chris Peterson are the two coaches that I think the A&M athletic director thinks the most highly of. Chris Peterson's not leaving the Pacific Northwest, and Jimbo Fisher's made it real clear over the years that Florida State's got to step up in a lot of areas, and he was so close to leaving for LSU. I think Joe Oliva being the AD, and for as good as they are in terms of players and talent, he's also aware of what that university and state lack right now in terms of money and resources. A&M lacks neither of those, and we're 2 years later. I think it's going to happen, John, both of y'all. I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, you know, immediately. I think it'll happen later this week, probably at the end of the weekend after he coaches his last game. Now, here's the thing. Last time a national championship coach has been hired away from that school where he won it, Johnny Majors, 1977. I'm almost positive that's true. I've looked it up from another college, not Nick Saban to the NFL or Pete Carroll, or from another college, from one college to the other, 1977, 40 years ago. It doesn't happen for a reason, because it's really hard to do. But I think A&M fans would be still premature to assume anything's done, but I would say this. I'm quite confident they'll be able to pull it off, way more so than I think most people would have ever thought.
All right, if not, Chad Morris is the guy?
I would say I don't think he'd be second. I don't know. I don't know where they'd go after this. I had always thought Gary Patterson, and he signed that nice extension. Again, that would be a hard guy to make a run at.
What about Brent Venables? Brent Venables?
Have not heard his name.
Okay,
no.
I haven't either, but I had...
All I've heard is Fisher and Morris.
I think there's going to be some in-between ground in there, whether that's Patterson, whether it's Justin Fuente, whether it's, you know, I don't know which direction
that'd
they
be
go
a hell of a
that,
hire.
But I don't think it goes Fuente? Straight from Fisher to Morris. Though, no.
I think Fuente would be a better hire.
Keep an eye on Mike Norvell from Memphis too. Yeah. He's a hot name in the business.
Yeah, I mean that's a guy. He's kind of the hot name right now, and for good reason. But it'll be interesting. I just hope that you just hope it's smooth with Jimbo, because I think, you know, I think honestly, if you're just using common sense here, this thing they didn't fire Sonny to get Jimbo. But I think for a long time now, that's kind of been like, look, if we have to do this, I'm talking about at least AD, because they are letting him make the hire, which is very important to say when it comes to Texas A&M. They're letting Scott Woodward make the hire. I think where the A&M people weigh in is just, hey, how much are we going to pay for this? How many years are we going to commit? That's where you start involving the Regents and the university, but that's anywhere. But it'll be Scott Woodward's hire, which I think is a really good thing. I think in when this was all going down, the thought process has been for a while, I can get Jimbo Fisher if I'm in the coaching market.
Yep.
Now you got to go out and make it happen.
You're home
because
for the
if you A. If you don't, you do start asking that question. Probably, barring a major surprise, and they get somebody who we're not talking about or a guy like Patterson, you do start asking the question to go, you gave up what to get what?
Yeah, right.
And that's the last thing Aggies want.
No. Right, we gotta go. Luch, as always, TexAggs.com, TexAggs.com. This is your home for
let's
the
Aggies.
Let's
get on that song.
What here? What song?
I said, let's get on that song y'all were talking about when I came on.
Bun B?
Bun B production.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll get Bun. Bun's already, he just got back in town, so we'll get Bun doing it. He'll come in studio. Bun is awesome in sports. Awesome.
I know. I've heard you guys.
Yeah.
Bun's fantastic.
I don't live in Beijing. I mean, I listen to Houston radio, and you guys are the ones I listen to.
Luch, you don't live in Beijing.
Beijing, Billy.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have the Beijing cough.
Yeah, now, you got the Asian flu. Asian. All right, Luch, as always, we appreciate it. There's Billy Lucci, TexAggs.com.